minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Welcome and thanks for joining me as we begin another new edition of PDGA Radio, this for the week of July 14th, 2008. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, bringing you results from this past weekend's tournament action, which included a national tour stop in Columbus, Ohio with the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open. We also have a new Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction winner to tell you about. A new disc manufacturer is about to hit the market. And I've also got to tell you about a new special discount available to PDGA members. So stay tuned for news on those stories and more all on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by the International Disc Golf Center, Discraft, the PDGA Store, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The PDGA National Tour only has one stop left after this past weekend's Brent Hambrick Memorial Open, held in Columbus, Ohio. Play began on Friday as players had to battle some severe storms and long delays because of them, but after play was finally completed, it was California's Paul McBeth holding the lead going into Saturday's second round. He would falter slightly though, and after round two, it was Matthew Blakely holding a one-throw lead over local pro Brad Schick, who shot a 1091 rated second round to get right back into contention for the win. And win he would. He does notch his first career National Tour victory, beats out Knoxville's Chris Orrick over the final nine by one throw to win by one. Blakely finishes in third place, followed by Adam Olson and Paul McBeth. The USDGC invitations were earned by Schick, Blakely, Dan Sisk, Gage McNutt, and Corey Sharp. And flipping over to the women's division, it featured Des Redding winning easily by 18 throws over Elaine King. Dan Sisk won the Masters division by 8 over Greg Hosfeld, and Leroy Jenkins claims the Grand Masters title. The amateurs were also in action at the Brent Hambrick Memorial with their own A-tier event, and it had Trenton, Michigan's James Bates winning the advanced field by 3 throws over Columbus's Aaron Trimmer. Rebecca Fraser won the advanced women's group, and Derek Velasquez shoots good enough to win advanced, but he'll have to settle for the intermediate trophy. Elsewhere, an A-tier was going on in Stockholm, Sweden, where several top touring pros were in attendance, but it was Sweden's own Jesper Lundmark getting the win by 9 over Ken Climo and Nate Doss, who finished tie for second. Timo Persio gets fourth place, followed by Avery Jenkins and Steve Brinster. It was another Swede holding off some very good American women to win the women's division. Birgitta Lagerholm wins by 5 over Valerie Jenkins. Kerry Berlegaard gets third, followed by Angelica Frantz. Running down the results from other sanctioned tournaments held this past weekend, we find out John E. McRae beat out Garrett Gerthy to win the Daytona Open in Florida. Nate Sexton gets another win this year at the 12th annual Nuclear Meltdown this weekend in Kennewick, Washington. George Smith beat a pretty good field by 5 throws to win the Mid-America Open in Missouri. Jeremy Kohling wins in North Carolina. Timmy Gill notches another win in Minnesota. Coda Hatfield wins in Oklahoma again. Shane Peters wins the Greater Hartford Open in Connecticut. Robbie Bratton gets a win in Texas. And Liz Carr wins the Michigan Women's Championships.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Time for this week's 60-second clinic, in which we flash back to a clinic from earlier this year, focusing on a shot that has personally saved me numerous throws almost every round I play. It's from Brian Schweberger, and he'll talk about the overhand throw, also known as a thumber or tomahawk, depending on the grip you use.
Before you even think about throwing any overhand, take a bigger than average size golf towel, grab the corner of it, and do a backhand throwing motion with it, and do an overhand throwing motion with it. So the towel opens up and creates resistance as you're doing the throwing motion. I use it sometimes off the tee. I use it a lot for escape shots, sometimes for up shots. Good use for escaping is, I also have to notice that I throw it up high because the limbs are smaller up high, and if you happen to glance off one, there's less chance of it obstructing your disc on the way to an objective shot. When I'm throwing it, I'm wrapping my index, the first digit of my index finger around the disc, around the outer flight plate of the disc, and with my thumb pinched on the inside of the rim. And when I'm throwing it, I'm releasing it at a 45-degree angle off of my shoulder out in front of me, and pretty much throwing it as hard as I can when I'm throwing for distance, and probably about 75% when I'm throwing in wooded shots, just so I can make sure I have accuracy. When I'm out in the open, I can get probably 360 to 370. The leopard, I really don't use much out in the open. It's more of a probably 150 to 200 foot shot, and Firebird 250 to 325.
Just another useful tip from Brian Schweberger, as he and hundreds of others around the world are practicing and preparing for the 2008 PDGA World Championships to be held in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan from August 8th through the 16th. It's not too late to register, so get on to the PDGA tournament schedule on PDGA.com or visit 2008discgolfworlds.com for more information.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
The PDGA has announced the newest recipient of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. He is Doug Opiella, PDGA number 4657 from Hamburg, New York. Doug was nominated for his tireless efforts in promoting the sport of disc golf in Western New York. He is one of the founding members of the Niagara Region Disc Golf, one of the most popular leagues in New York State. Doug has also been pivotal in the design, installation, and fundraising for 6 disc golf courses in the area. And Doug also operates a mobile disc golf store, donating items for local tournaments and giving out free advice and helpful throwing tips to those who ask. Disc golf is exploding in the Buffalo, New York region, and Doug Opiella is certainly deserving of being named this week's recipient of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. Along with the honor of being named the winner, Doug also receives a $100 prize from Microtel and the PDGA, and is eligible for the year-end award and the $1,000 prize to be awarded at the USDGC in early October. PDGA members should also be glad to hear that the PDGA office has been hard at work arranging another discount for its members to help them save money at more than 6,500 hotels now worldwide by simply being a PDGA member. In addition to discounts currently being offered by La Quinta Inns and Suites and Enterprise Rent-A-Car, the Wyndham Hotel Group is now offering an additional 10% off their best available rate for PDGA members. When you call the special reservation hotline or book online using the PDGA discount number, the Wyndham Hotel Group will give you 10% off their best publicly available rate and give a percentage back to the PDGA. So save yourself some money and make some money for the sport you love all at the same time. Whether you're looking for an upscale hotel, an all-inclusive resort, or something more cost-effective, the Wyndham Hotel Group has the right hotel for you at the right price. The Wyndham line of hotels include Days Inn, Ramada, Super 8, Wingate, Baymont Inns and Suites, Howard Johnson, Travelodge, Knights Inn, and Amerihost Inn. But this offer is not valid if the hotel is called directly. You must call 1-877-670-7088 or book online. Advanced reservations are required and other restrictions may apply. Visit PDGA.com and the discussion board under PDGA announcements for more information and the online links for the special discount and others. And finally, from this week's search across the World Wide Web for disc golf-related news, I discover that it appears there's another new disc manufacturer emerging. The North American manufacturers of Vibram products, who are among the industry leaders for high-quality shoe soles and other rubber products, have announced their entrance into the disc golf market with the Vibram VP, a stable to slightly overstable putter that can, according to the technical development manager and disc golfer Aaron Alla, it's stable enough to be trusted in the wind and easily handles the power needed for a rock-solid approach disc. It's engineered using the Vibram X-Link polymer, and the VP putter fuses the properties of rubber and plastic, offering excellent grip and chain sticking ability without sacrificing precision, according to their press release. Celebrating this endeavor, Vibram is also proud to sponsor the Vibram Open at Maple Hill, July 25th through the 27th in Leicester, Massachusetts. It will be the largest disc golf tournament in New England and the first national tour event to ever take place in Massachusetts. For more information about Vibram and their foray into disc golf, you can visit maplehillopen.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
The National Tour has this upcoming weekend off as final preparations are being made for the season's final National Tour event with the Vibram Open at Maple Hill in Leicester, Massachusetts, again July 25th through the 27th. Hey, but that doesn't mean there isn't a big event or two to check out. In fact, there's another big event in Sweden this weekend with the Scandinavian Open. It's a PDGA major event. You can visit sodiscgolf.com for more information. Also, A-tiers here in the States with the Beaver State Fling in Portland, Oregon, and the CCR Open in Lansing, Michigan. More than two dozen other events on the schedule, so I don't have time for them all to be mentioned, but they do include the Sioux Falls Open in North Dakota, Minnesota State Championships, the Copperhead Open in Delaware, the Crawdad Cooker in Pennsylvania, Cranberry Classic in Connecticut, and the Santa Maria Open in California. Stay tuned for results on those tournaments, along with your disc golf news and more right here next week on PDGA Radio. Until then, keep practicing for the World Championships and don't forget to vote in this year's PDGA elections. You only have until the end of this month.
The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.